The one expression of the God is the Supreme Power. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. You know, it is a process, just like a dying man withdraws the attention from all outside and from the body below, and his eyes are upturned. This is a process of dying while alive. Of course, it is not such a death which will take you to the grave, but it will only lead you from darkness to light. So that is why masters always say, take heed that the light which is within you is not darkness. So we are all light, children of light. God is all light. You follow me? This is meant by meditation. Now for that purpose, you please listen. First, understand. First, don't sit touching one another, little apart, so that if one man moves, the other man may not be disturbed. Just see. Don't sit touching one another, little apart. See to that, please. If you're sitting, touching it a little apart, help yourself.
Can you hear back there?
Now listen, please, what to do. Sit in any pose, most. They have this, right? Sit in any pose most convenient to you, in which you can sit longer. Mind that there should be no tension in any part of the body. Sit quite relaxed but straight, quite opposite to the yoga postures. This. Sit quite with tension in the body. So first step is to sit in any pose most convenient to you, with no tension in any part of the body. Sit quite relaxed but straight. And once you adopt any pose, don't change, please. Be physically still. Further, you close your eyes, withdraw your attention from all outside. Also withdraw your attention from all environments also where you are sitting. And forget all outside and forget the environment in which you are sitting. Also don't pay any attention to what is going on in the body below the eyes. Fix your whole attention at the seat of the soul, which is at the back of the eyes. That will give you some tension. To avoid that, when you close your eyes, you see vast expanse of darkness. Just look into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you, opposite to your eyebrows, that area. Look intently, mind will keep penetrating to find out what is in there. Just avoid any tension. Continue looking constantly without break into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you, that way. Fix your gaze. Along with it, have the sweet memories of God. Those who are initiated, they should repeat the names of God which are charged mentally, one by one at intervals, not in quick succession. That will give only charging. You continue looking like that for a short period, say 15 to 20 minutes. The attention will be withdrawn from all outside, and there will be centralized, and there you will find the darkness will be tamed, and light will flow through. When sight, you see light, again look into the middle of the light in front of you, intently, minutely, penetratingly, that will grow bright and burst. Further way will be up. You see sky. Sometimes sky comes up at the very outset. If it comes at the outset or later, put in whole attention to seeing to what is in there. You'll find stars. If you find stars, then locate a big star out of that about which all masters are referred. If you find that, then put in whole attention into the middle of the big star. The result will be the star will open, you'll cross it. Further, you may find moon. If you find moon, again, that very principle, look into the middle thereof, not the whole of it. That will grow by bright and burst into pieces. You will cross it like Prophet Muhammad crossed it. Further, you will find God appears in some form in which He is working, on whom His grace is descending, or in whom He is manifest. If any form comes up like that, don't visualize yourself or premeditate yourself. Allow your whole attention to Him, so much so you forget yourself, you develop receptivity, He will talk to you as one does outside. And you will also have this sound principle also. You follow this, now as I say, go on sitting, you see. Sit in any pose most convenient to you. Mind that there should be no tension in the body. When you adopt any pose, don't change, please. Be physically still. Don't change, please. Don't change. Physically still. Close your eyes. Forget the world outside for a while. Why are you changing? Why can't you still still? Close your eyes, forget the world outside for a while. Also forget the environment in which you are sitting. So you see vast expanse of darkness in front of you. Your eyes of flesh and bones are closed, they don't work. There is some other eye which looks at darkness, that inner eye, third eye or single eye. So within your eyes, don't look to the whole of the vast expanse of darkness in front of you, but just look into the middle thereof, opposite to your eyebrows, outside. Look intently, minutely, penetrating into it to find out what is in there. Repeating the names mentally one by one at intervals. Not in quick succession, so that the inner gaze is not disturbed. You continue looking like that for a short period, say 15 to 20 minutes. You'll find whole attention is riveted there, and the darkness will thin, you'll find light coming up, sprouting forth. When you find any kind of light, just don't look to the whole of it, but just look into the middle of it. while repeating the names at intervals mentally one by one, so that the inner gaze is not disturbed. You continue for a short time, that light will grow bright and burst. That will give you sky. Sometimes sky comes out at the very outset. Whenever it comes, look into the middle of, intently into it, what is in there. You find stars. If you find stars, just locate the big star after that. You find big star, then put in whole attention into the middle thereof. That will open, you will cross it. For the moon may come up, if it comes, just look into the middle thereof intently, minutely, that will burst into pieces, and you will cross it. That Prophet Muhammad did it. For the God will appear in some form in which he is working. So, when you find such form as have your whole attention to him, so much so that you forget yourself. You develop receptivity. He will talk to you as one does outside. Then you may also hear this sound principle. Go on sitting until you ask to leave. Those who see master form, if you continue like that daily, you put in whole attention into him so much so you forget altogether yourself, you develop receptivity, he will speak to you as one does outside. Those who see ordinary white light or red light, just put in the whole attention continuously, that will grow bright and burst. Those who see bright light, that will grow further bright and burst. Master form will come up after that. Though you have seen golden light, in that always master form comes up. Though you have seen sky, they must be outer stars. Though you have seen stars, they must be outer big star. And put in the whole attention to it, that will open, you cross it. Though you have seen moon, just look into it, that will burst in pieces, you will cross it. Further, master form may come up. Those who have seen flashes of light, any kind, I am looking at you, my hand passes. The hand may pass up, but you should continue looking constantly without break. That flash will stay, and when that stays, you look into the middle of it, that will grow bright and burst. So this is, those who have not seen, maybe some of you. Again, may repeat for their information, during the day they may have another sitting of your own self. That is, sit in any pose most convenient to you, in which you can sit longer. There should be no tension in any part of the body. Once you sit, don't change, please. Let your posture be still. Close your eyes, don't think of the world outside. Also don't pay any attention to what is going on in your body below. Fix your whole attention into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you, opposite to your eyebrow. Look continuously, intently, minded to find out what is in there. Don't visualize anything. Don't premeditate anything. Repeat the names mentally, one by one at intervals. You will see that light will come up. When you find light, look into the middle, that will go bright and burst. Further, way will be up. You see master form, love your whole attention to him, he'll speak to you as one does outside. This is for future guidance, please. Masters come, from time to time. They simply address you, not as the label you are carrying, or Hindus, Mohammedans, Christians, or anybody. No, they say, oh man, oh soul, they address the soul of man. Tell them, when you care whom you have to meet, the way up leads only when you rise above body consciousness. Why are you stuck out in the physical body frame? This is a prison house. How can you rise above it? That without your attention from all outside, the official gaze into the middle of darkness lying in front of you, that will give you a way further up that will lead to light. Why are we all stuck fast in man body and the world outside? That is due to the fact that you have stuck friendship with the mind. Instead of having friendship with God, we are stuck friendship with mind, and mind is leading us away into the outward enjoyments through the outward outgoing faculties. So he says, you must leave the company of the mind. But the question remains, how? How can you leave the company of the mind? Of course, it is a fact. The mind takes things from the soul, from you. Outgoing faculties also take things from you. But how to break the friendship of the mind? Because then you go to some master who will tell you how to do it. You know what you are told to do now? It is the attention of the soul, outward expression of soul, which is enables mind outgoing faculty to work. They say, withdraw your attention from outside. When you withdraw your attention, outgoing faculties cannot work. So withdraw your attention and fix into the middle of the dolphin lying in front of you. Concentrate your whole attention there. Then when that is whole attention there, the body will be numbed. You rise, you see what is that. And there they give you a contact with the light of God and sound principle of God. So this man body, you see, is only a temporary period given to you. Of course, it is a golden opportunity to enable you to rise above body consciousness, know yourself, open the single eye within you to see the light of God. After all, this body will be taken away from you. Won't last long. They say one man gave certain pearls, a stone, gave to some poor man, well, take it you and make as much gold as you can. There is a stone called pearls. When it is contacted with iron or any metal, that turns it into gold. So he was very fortunate. Then he said, he went out to the market and found iron, what is the rate of iron, how it is now being sold. So he came to know the iron had become dearer now. He looked, it was less now, more money is wanted for that. All right, let us wait, let the rate go down. Then another week he went, again the prices had risen high. Again he waited for another week. So like that, 3-4 weeks he waited, and the price of the metal was going high and high. The time did come that the man who gave him that metal, that pearls, he came and ordered, please return. It is a month already. So this is an example to show that we are fortunate to have met with some master who has opened your inner eye to see the light of God. This is golden pearls that unites you with God. But if you're dilly-dallying or only procrastinating, we'll do tomorrow, day after, let the occasion arise, let such and such circumstances be met with, then I will see to that. What leads you? Procrastination is the thief of time. Time and tide waits for no man. And in the meantime, time comes when you have to leave the body. So body is not all will be you that will be taken away. So you have to make the best use of it. While in the body, what it is that if you control in the body in the outside world, that is mind is under the control of outward faculty. The more it works through the eyes, through the ears, through the nose, through the mouth and the skin. So always you have something attached here, somewhat there, the result is something attaching, sometimes just that is taken away from you, you feel all no bliss whatsoever. So there's a way up, and that to open the tenth door at the back of the eyes, which the master tells you how to do it, how to open the single eye within you to see the light of God. Then you will enjoy. You'll find the way back to God with this light. That is why all masters say, well, take heed that the light within you is not darkness. The master tell us, and have belief. Believe in the words of the master, because he has seen, he can give you some demonstration to see there is light within you. Before coming to your master, you are not very definitely sure whether there is light within or not. We are practically, as in the terminology of the saints, called blind. When he gives us a sitting, we get some light, some more or less, as you had just now. About 33 saw master's form, 46 saw strong sunlight, 96 saw red light or purple light, 43 saw strong moon, 108 saw audio white light, and 116 saw golden light or pale light. 101 saw sky, 115 saw stars, 20 of you saw big star, 2 crossed it, and 20 of you saw moon, and 2 crossed it. So this is the most important subject which we have ignored so far. We have given food to the body outside, to the intellect also. We have become physically and intellectually strong, dwarf like anything. But what does it profit a man if he gains the possessions of the whole world and loses one's own soul? And this man body is a golden opportunity you have been offered to make the best use of it. And what is that? To withdraw your attention from all outside and the body below and know yourself, who you are, what you are, which is that power which is controlling you in the body, which is pervading all creation. So man body is a golden opportunity which you can do with the proper guidance of some master or someone whom grace of God is descending. So this is the true water of life, by having which all thirsts of any kind are satisfied. This is the bread of life with the food of the soul. Soul is conscious, and the bread of the soul is come in contact with God, who is conscious of all light. So make it a point. Those who have been put on the way, they should not delay. You see, do not put up till tomorrow what you can do today. And judge from day to day, regular practice by regular practice, before it is too late. And we have to also leave the body.